Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about a time when God told one of his people, "I have heard your prayer." I'm going to read to you from Isaiah chapter 38, starting at verse 1. This section of scripture is going to be a little bit longer than we normally do in one of our daily devotions, but follow along, Isaiah chapter 38, starting at verse 1. In those days, Hezekiah was sick and near death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, went to him and said to him, "Thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live." Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord, and said, "Remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart, and have done what is good in your sight." And Hezekiah wept bitterly. And the word of the Lord came to Isaiah, saying, "Go and tell Hezekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of David your father, I have heard your prayer, I have seen your tears, surely I will add to your days 15 years. Now, this all in Isaiah chapter 38 happened at the time of the Assyrian invasion of the kingdom of Judah, because Jerusalem had not been delivered from the Assyrian threat yet. We see that in the very next verse, verse 6. The events of this chapter are also recorded in 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 1 through 11. This time of national crisis also became a personal crisis for King Hezekiah. He was sick and near death. We're not told how Hezekiah became sick. It might have been through something obvious to everyone, or it might have been through something known only to God. However Hezekiah became sick, it was certainly permitted by the Lord. And from comparing a few passages, we can deduce that Hezekiah was 30 years old when he learned that he would soon die. Next, the word came to Hezekiah through Isaiah the prophet. This was the word, "Set your house in order, for you shall die and not live." God was remarkably kind to Hezekiah, telling him that his death was near. Not all people are given the time to set their house in order, and Hezekiah took advantage of that time by praying. When it came time to pray, Hezekiah turned his face towards the wall. This shows how earnest Hezekiah was in his prayer. He directed his prayer in privacy towards God and not towards any man. And when King Hezekiah spoke, he began by saying, "Remember now, O Lord." Now, to our ears, Hezekiah's prayer might sound almost ungodly, as if he focused on self-justification and his own merits. It's pretty much as Hezekiah prayed, "Lord, I've been such a good boy, and you're not being fair to me. Remember what a good boy I've been, and rescue me." But friends, under the Old Covenant, this was a valid principle on which to approach God. Passages like Leviticus chapter 26 and Deuteronomy chapter 28 show that under the Old Covenant, blessing and cursing was sent by God on the basis of obedience or disobedience. On that principle, David could write in Psalm 15, "Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart." Yet, under the new covenant, we are blessed on the principle of faith in Jesus Christ. You can find that in Galatians chapter 3. Hezekiah's principle of prayer isn't fitting for a Christian today. We pray in the name of Jesus, not in the name of who we are or what we have done. From time to time, we find prayers like this in the Old Testament, but not in the New, because we based our requests on the righteousness of Jesus, not our own personal righteousness. Now, in his prayer, we read that Hezekiah wept bitterly. Why was Hezekiah so undone at the prospect of death? Many Christians today would say, "Take me home, Lord." But Hezekiah lived under the old covenant. And at that time, there was not a confident assurance of the glory of the life beyond. Instead, Jesus brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. That's in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10. Also, under the old covenant, Hezekiah would have regarded this as evidence that God was displeased with him. But at the end of it all, God brought an answer to Hezekiah's prayer. First, he told the king, "I have heard your prayer." This means that Hezekiah's prayer was important. By all indications, if Hezekiah had not made his passionate prayer, then his life would not have been extended. Hey, friends, prayer matters. But second, God told him, I will add to your days 15 years. In fact, God gave two gifts to Hezekiah. First, he gave him the gift of an extended life. Second, he gave him the gift of knowing that he only had 15 years left. If Hezekiah was wise, this would still give him the motivation to walk right with God and to set his house in order. Friend, you probably don't know the number of years you have left upon the earth. Just know that it is a limited number. It isn't too early to live for eternity today. And God will bless you as you set your heart and your mind to do it for the glory of Jesus Christ.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.